He didn't have a problem. Okay, we're ready.
I've got a few of those on my watch list.
Okay, everyone, it's 5:02 p.m. Woodway time, and our Planning and Zoning Commission is here in full force, I think. There might be one person not here, but we certainly have a quorum. And having called you to order, the it's agenda time to have public comment by anybody that wants to talk about something that not particularly is on the agenda. Not seeing anybody. Then I'd go to item number 3. Consider action on the minutes of the July 9 meeting.
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes on July 9th, 2024 regular meeting.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. I'll go to item number 4, discussion and consider action on approval of preliminary plat for lots 1 through 50, block H of the Tanglewood Estates addition, phase 2, and future phases to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being part of those tracts of land described as tract 6, which is 79.15 acres. In a deed to WDA Development LLC as recorded in the McLennan County Clerk's document 2018-04-4087 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. So I think our city staff will talk to us about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did want to first recognize we do have a new employee over here, Angel. So when you call the office, you may get a hold of her. Amy's training her up in the ways of planning and zoning, so she's here observing. So if you hear a new voice or hear a new name, that's her face to the voice when you call the office. Yes, thank you. Let's get to the preliminary plat. So this is going to be an extension of what you've originally passed over in Tanglewood. You can actually see the existing Tanglewood phase 1A, 1B. This will be phase 2. It's 50 lots. There are some minor outstanding items for this plat, and we are recommending conditional approval. Oh, one other thing I did want to point out. So the drainage for this phase 2 was incorporated in the original drainage for the entire property, so that all the drainage that was along Old McGregor that they originally installed, this will also deposit all its rainwater into that drainage. Anybody have any questions?
So that in that green box is 50 lots?
Yes, sir, it will be.
And then you're suggesting that we approve that with conditional approval?
Yes, sir, there's some minor conditions that they didn't. If you'll look on your packet, I believe they didn't show what they proposed for as far as water and sewer. There's a couple other things that are missing from their proposal on the preliminary plat.
Not to be too picky, but isn't water and sewer, isn't that kind of a big deal? Or is it just because we know that it's going to be, do we have something on that already?
Well, it's funny you say that because, yes, I actually do from the original submission, but no, I'm requesting that they put that on the plat. That's one of the conditions they have to show us that before you will approve the preliminary plat. So
we're have it from the previous one.
I do, but I'm not accepted that. It's not on here, so it's a condition. They'll have to show me the water and sewer that they propose before we'll pass the preliminary plat. Yes.
So this says in future phases. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean, it says for plat lots 1 through 50. Okay, we got that. Block H, got the tension. Phase 2. And then it says in future phases to the city of Woodway. What does that mean?
Well, the future phases are what's included in their PUD plan, which is the whole property. The whole property, they've done a PUD plan for the whole property, which shows the densities. That's how we figured the densities off this whole, all the way to the railroad tracks on this property. So this is compliant in that as far as the lots, the sizes, and the densities. Is that kind of what you're asking?
He may be asking, this. That does not imply that we're approving the whole piece of land.
Oh, no, just what's in the green, just phase 2.
Right, we're not approving anything that happens with all the 79 acres then.
Oh, no, sir. Yeah, we don't, they don't have a plan for that yet, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's been submitted for the entire piece of property, for that additional 79 acres, is the actual PUD plan. And whenever we come back, we look sure and make sure whatever they propose fits in that, in the existing PUD plan.
So is that the same size water lines and sewer lines?
It's going to be exactly, I mean, if you were to flip that side onto this side, yeah, it's going to be pretty much the same as far as what it was.
Concrete streets?
Yes, sir, concrete streets. I'm assuming it's going to be 8-inch water lines, 8-inch sewer lines, maybe a 6-inch water line, just depending on what they, it'll just continue whatever's there.
So is the, I'm just still a little bit confused on what they were talking about. So would we say for future phases, are we actually approving anything for future phases?
The only thing that's been approved for future phases is the PUD plan. And that was just a really large overview of the densities that we've allowed for the whole property. You know, when you do a PUD, you have to do the whole property as far as the PUD plan. But no, the only thing you would be approving when it comes back to you for approval will be the 50 lots in phase two.
I was just confused when it says for approval of the preliminary plat and future phases, which may have been what y'all were referring to.
And it may be just an oversight, or maybe some language that I've not noticed that's on there every time. I'm not sure. But the only thing we're doing is that 50, the 50 lots.
Is it a problem if we struck that?
Just leave that out.
Hey, you're the boss. Y'all do what you want.
We'll be happy to look at it again.
Well, it's going to come back to you regardless, because I'm asking for conditional approval. So,
do you think you want to strike those words?
I'd strike it. We're not approving anything in the future.
Not,
we're approving
if it's not pertinent, why can't you strike it out?
That seems like it could.
Yeah, I'd strike it. I'd just concentrate on the lots 1 through 50.
Okay. Any of it?
If that's what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody just threw that stuff in
there. You all good?
Yeah, good.
Any questions on that? Mm. Everybody down there good?
Well, I guess so.
Need a motion for
yes,
that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve preliminary plat for lots 1 through 50, Block H, Tanglewood Estates Addition, Phase 2, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being part of those tracts of land described as Tract 6, 79.150 acres, in a deed to WDA Development LLC is recorded in McLennan County Clerk's Document 2018044087 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. And this is a conditional approval. I don't believe that was in here as well. So conditional approval.
I'll second that.
It's not in the words, but we're making that part of our motion.
Oh, it's not in there?
No. So we're taking out future and adding in conditional.
And there's a second to that motion. Yep. With those changes that have been made.
Joseph, second, you second?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. With the changes that have been suggested.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So that's taken care of. Now we go to item 5, update on the building official regarding PUD projects. Can you give us that?
I can surely give you the PUD update. It's actually, we've got quite a few things going, so your PUD report's going to be a little different than normally is. So we'll start off Lakes of Heather Run, Phase 1. There are 23 total lots. We have 2 open building permits at the moment, 14 certificates of occupancy, and 7 lots are available. We see some new lot houses going in Heather Run, Phase 2. 20 lots total, 5 open building permits, which you do remember that the bolded areas are what's have changed. So if you're following along, it's what's bolded is what's changed over the time. 8 lots with COs issued, 7 lots available that are vacant. Lake Forest Phase 1, no building permits, and 26 COs, which is 100%. We finally finished out that. Lake Forest Phase 2, 89% complete. There are 62 lots total, 3 open building permits, 55 lots with COs, and 4 lots available. Lake Forest Phase 3, 78% complete, 37 lots total, 2 open building permits, 29 lots with COs, and 7 lots available. Badger Ranch Phase 1, 93% complete. We haven't seen hardly anything going on over there, but there's still three lots available in Badger Ranch. Badger Ranch Phase 2, 97% complete. There's one lot available out of 35 lots. The Branch Edition, we know they finished that one faster than the rest of them. 34 lots, 100%, zero lots, it's all full up. Tanglewood Phase 1A, 86 lots total, 7 open building permits, 42 lots with COs, and 37 lots available. That's at 49% complete. Tanglewood Phase 1B is 31% complete, 64 lots total, 16 open building permits, 20 lots with COs, and 28 lots available. Westlake, we're at 0%, 42 lots, and no permits, no nothing going on over there. But that concludes your PUD report. Anybody have any questions about the PUD report?
So why is there not anything going on there?
Westlake, they haven't submitted any plans for buildings.
Is it a gated community?
It's gated. And that's why they switched to PUD, because they wanted to put the gate up. As you know, we don't allow gates in residential districts, only in the PUD district. I thought we had a couple of house plans under review, but I'm not sure. They haven't started anything, any building.
Who's the developer?
It is Branch Musil.
There is two house plans.
There's two house plans. Like I said, they haven't filed for permits or anything, but there's two house plans that we've reviewed for that area, but nothing's been started yet.
When did that start? When did they develop that?
Man, it's been a year.
It's been a while.
It's been 9 months. Has it been 9 months?
It's pretty recent.
Yeah.
When interest rates went up.
Get Ruben to buy a lot out there.
Yeah. He's making all the money.
Any other questions for the staff members? Not hearing any. There's an item number 7.
Staff updates.
Coming back. Sorry, I forgot my favorite number. There are no staff updates at this time.
Okay, my turn. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thanks for getting together tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're looking at, okay, yeah, the agenda, it always says approval, but on the item?
I didn't see it on the item.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, let me look. I could be wrong.
Really? There's no one that cost a lot. Mm-hmm.